Now we turn to our political corner with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and our D.C. insiders.
We're joined now by Donna Brazile, a Democratic political strategist with a firm here in Washington. Also with us, Robert Trainum, the Deputy Staff Director and Communications Director for the Senate Republican Conference and a GOP strategist. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Juan.
Let's start with a story that I think lots of people would find not only an example of cross-cultural ties, but crossover, because you have Russell Simmons, the sort of impresario of the rap world, meeting with Ken Mellman, the Republican National Committee chair, and saying he doesn't have time for Howard Dean. Now, later the Democrats said that's not quite right. He didn't have a meeting scheduled with Dean. But what's the romance between Russell Simmons and Ken Mellman? Robert Trainum?
Well, listen, Ken Mellman is doing a phenomenal job of having these conversations in the community, if you will, traveling to HBCU campuses, traveling to black newspapers, traveling to the inner city, and having a conversation with African Americans and informing them about the president's record. But most and even more importantly is informing them about the goodness of the Republican Party. And so I'm not surprised by this.
Well, let's talk hard politics here for a second. What's the goal for the 2006 cycle and for the 2008 presidential race?
Does
Mellman think that he can bump it up from about 11%, which is what President Bush got in the last election in terms of the African-American vote? Does he think he can bump it up to 25%?
Look, Howard Dean and Ken Mellman have two very different jobs. Ken Mellman's job is to grow the party, to expand the party. And so the only way you can do that is really with Hispanics and with African Americans. And so his not only is it good-natured, but it's also strategic. This is all about politics, and it's about expanding the base to make sure that the Republicans stay in control, not only in 2006, but also in 2008 and in 2012.
Donna Brazile, exactly how much of an increase is Ken Mellman after?
Well, look, I suspect that Ken is trying to get back to what traditionally Republicans were able to generate back in the 70s. That's 15% to 20% of the black vote. Russell Simmons took his message to Ken Mellman to also include young people in the Republican Party outreach, and I think that was the important dynamic in this recent meeting. Russell was instrumental last year in helping to increase youth turnout from 4% overall to 10% in the last election. And as a result of it, I think Russell feels that he can empower young people to make a difference in the 2006 elections.
All right, topic two, Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader, in describing how he felt about his treatment in the 2004 presidential race, used the N-word. He said he felt like a N-word and didn't get exactly the reaction he had hoped for. Donna Brazile, what's going on here? Why would he do such a thing?
Well, that was an unfortunate choice of words to use. Look, he should have felt like a D, that is disenfranchised, because he was complaining about not being able to get on a ballot in all of these states. And his response, he said he felt like an N-word. That was unfortunate. And I would hope that he would correct the record and apologize for saying that.
Robert Trainum?
I think it's an insight to his overall thinking about ends, if you will. And it's very unfortunate. I agree with Donna that he shouldn't have said it. He should come out and apologize. But, you know, it's interesting that he used that word and said he felt like that. That tells me something. It tells me that he really does believe in that N-word, because it would be interesting for him to say, you know, I felt like African-Americans felt in the 1950s, or I felt like minorities, how they feel now, or something like that. But to use that word, such a very strong, visceral word, again, it was an insight, at least to me, in terms of his character.
All right, topic three, access to the White House. Jack Abramoff, who, as you both know, is a major lobbyist here in Washington, took millions of dollars from Indian tribes to gain access to the White House, to allow him to schedule meetings with the president. One of the questions that I'm getting from people who are somewhat unfamiliar with the ways of Washington is, how can somebody pay money to meet the president? Isn't that in and of itself evidence of corruption? Donna Brazile?
Well, absolutely. It's corrupt. It's corrupt when people thought that at least they call attention when President Clinton had former donors over to the White House for sleepovers and coffees. It's also corrupt when Jack Abramoff can also bring people in for, you know, $200,000 and $300,000. We need serious lobbying reform, not only to stop people like Casino Jack, that's his nickname here inside the Beltway, but also for lawmakers who, you know, spend 2-3 years in government and then turn right around the next year and go out and lobby and influence those that they once worked with. So we need to end the practice. We need to set aside at least 2 or 3 years before lawmakers are able to go and work on K Street, which is the so-called location.
The Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast here in Washington, D.C.
Robert Trainum, who comes to see the top politicians on Capitol Hill, and how do they get in?
Well, first of all, I don't disagree with Donna. I mean, she makes very valid points, and lobbyists are paid to do just that. I mean, that's why they get paid the big bucks here in Washington, is to lobby on behalf of their clients, even though it seems that there's nothing illegal about it. It certainly doesn't smell or pass the smell test.
Well, how much money do you have to give to get a meeting with the president?
Well, according to press reports, the people that gave Jack Abrahoff something like $50,000 or $60,000 to meet with the president or something to that effect. And having said that, again, there's nothing illegal about this. It is perfectly legal. The question is it proper? Does it give the perception that we are a representative government and that everyone should have their fair say? And the reason why I say that is because, unfortunately, the people in the inner cities and the people in the rural areas that don't have a lobbyist to speak on their behalf can't get a meeting with the president because they don't have that type of money.
Maybe if the Congressional Black Caucus had $50,000 or $60,000, they could have gotten an earlier meeting with the president, huh?
Well, if that's the price, I'm sure they'll even raise it to $75,000 just to make sure that the president stick around and answer some questions.
Well, at the very least, we have NPR, so that's a good thing.
Thank you. All right. I want to thank our guest, Donna Brazile, a Democratic political strategist with a firm here in D.C. Be sure to read her book, Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in American Politics. And, of course, thanks to Robert Trainum, the Deputy Staff Director and Communications Director for the Senate Republican Conference. I think it's less than $60,000 to get a meeting with Robert. Thank you very much.
I'll still take a cup of coffee.
Join us every Thursday to hear more from Juan and our Washington insiders right here on our Political Corner.